Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the Moeb Daily Power-Up Call. Great to be with you on a Wednesday morning, middle of another big week here in the Moeb community. Grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble, thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. My gosh, I'm already out of breath. Crazy how things can get away from you so early in the morning. You know, yesterday we talked about how to create results in a limited amount of time. And the idea here is that, you know, life is hectic, and it seems like the demands on our time get more and more. They grow at an exponential rate. We're constantly accessible 24/7. People are coming out of the woodwork to try to get a piece of us, trying to cram one more thing in to our busy schedules. It seems like a Herculean task to even make a little bit of time for ourselves. But here's the key. We always make room for that which we hold dearest to our hearts, period, in the story. Take inventory of how and where you've invested your time over the last week, last month. Think about it. Does it line up with your dreams? In other words, are you doing things on a regular basis, on a daily basis, that are actually lining you up with what you really want? Are you going after the dream house? Are you going after the dream car? Are you going after all the stuff you want? I'm not just talking about the materialistic stuff, because frankly, it's just stuff. I'm just using it as an example. Are you taking the actions on a daily basis to get yourself into that ideal level of health and fitness, that ideal level of financial fitness, that ideal level of relationship fitness? Are you working every day on your business to get it to that place where you want it to be, whatever that looks like for you, whatever your definition of success is? Because if you're not, then why not? I've said this so many times. My personal guiding principle in life is this. You can write this down if you want. This is my personal quote. This is little, well, I'm not going to have a gravestone or a headstone, but, you know, if I was to have a headstone, it would say this: you have everything you need to accomplish anything you want. You have everything you need. Now, I'm not saying you necessarily have everything right this instant, but it's inside the purview of your life. You are, you know, that old saying, the 7 degrees of separation of Kevin Bacon. Supposedly Kevin Bacon is separated by 7 degrees of, it's crazy. Go play the game if you want. Google it. But you yourself are separated by not so many degrees of separation, by everything you need to accomplish anything you want, whatever it is you want, within reason, of course. If you say, hey, I want to be the first person to land on Mars and I want to be there on Tuesday of next week, okay, let's be honest with ourselves, that might be a little bit out of reach. But I'm sure somebody somewhere could come up with a solution if you know how to ask for it. The point is this: without being ridiculous, think about the stuff you really want. I mean, the stuff you really care about, right? Everything you want in life is within your reach. You have everything you need to accomplish anything you want, but you have to first take inventory of how and where you've invested your time and ask yourself, is it what you really want? And why don't you have it right now? If what you really want from your life you don't have right now, it's a challenge. It could be a priority. That's the challenge right there. It's a challenge of not having the priority set in place. So how do we make success a priority? How do we start putting ourselves in a position to win every single day? I want you to pay close attention. I got 6 things for you to do. When you put these 6 things into practice, you'll start to see how you can start to prioritize success. You'll start to see where all the time wasters are. You'll start to see where the time sucks are. You'll start to see where your energy vampires, those people that live and lurk in the shadows of your life, sometimes in the psyche, sometimes in the back of your own mind, those energy vampires start to become very obvious. Gives you a chance to avoid them, get rid of them. So here's 6 things you can start doing right now to make success a priority. Number one is to decide what's most important. Now, very, very important you hear what I'm about to say next. When you decide what's most important to you, it means overall. Now, there are times where situationally things become priorities. Right? You're driving down the road. Your priority is you're going to go to the sales call. You're going to go pitch your business to somebody, and you're saying to yourself, this is a top priority. I land this client or I land this account, and everything's going to change, and this is so exciting. And then all of a sudden, you get a phone call. your cell goes off, and you get a message that somebody that you love is in the hospital. Something happened. All of a sudden, that becomes a priority. You have to decide in that moment what's most important. And it's okay if it's the person. It should be in most cases, right? So it's possible that situationally, what's most important to you shifts. It can change all of a sudden. You know, overall, you may say the most important thing to me is to close this sale today. This account is so important to me, and all I got to do is go in and execute and do what I can do. And then all of a sudden, something happens. I'm just telling you right now, it's okay in those situations. But what we're really talking about here is overall, okay? So without all the people, you know, nitpicking me and hitting me up afterwards and saying, yeah, but what about this and what about that? I'm talking about overall in your life. What is most important to you? That's what you have to get clear on. Number two is to put your priorities first. Because we can say our health is a priority. We can say our family is our priority. But if we're not putting them first, then we're just paying lip service to it. I recommend no more than three top priorities. I teach this in a course I call Best Year Blueprint. I show people exactly how to create the best year ever. I show them exactly how I do it. It's like a look over my shoulder as I prepare my year and execute my year. And I tell you, you have three top priorities and no more. In fact, don't take it from me. Take it from Jim Collins, author of Good to Great. He says, if you have any more than three priorities, you have no priorities. And it's so true. Because, why? We get spread thin. We start chasing the easier option. All of a sudden, priority one is difficult. It's scary. So we look at priority four and we go, ah, hey, sexy, easy-er, right? And so we drop the ball on priority one, and that never gets done. So no more than three priorities, and build your time, i.e. your life around your priorities, not the other way around. Don't build your priorities around saying, okay, well, you know, I'm going to set my priority to be rich. No, that's not going to work for me. I don't want to be rich. You know what I want to do? I want to be happy. Yeah, I'm going to be happy. So my priority is to be happy. You have to step back with your life and say, what are the priorities? And then build your life around that. Does that make sense? Like now all of a sudden you have a structure. You're saying to yourself, this is important to me. I'm going to build a lifestyle. My life is about my purpose. My life is about my mission. My life is about doing the things I care about, not the other way around. Third, make your answers bigger than your excuses. You've heard me say this many times. Everyone has excuses, but which one's bigger, the excuse or the answer? And do you cherish comfort and certainty, or do you cherish getting the results you want? Because if you desire comfort, if you desire certainty and everything's going to work out just fine, it's not always going to be that way. Sometimes you're going to be uncomfortable. Sometimes you're going to be unsure. Sometimes you're not going to be certain. Sometimes you're going to say, oh my gosh, what am I doing? And you have to act in the face of that. When we make success a priority, we say, I'm going to take all of it, the good and the bad. I'm going to take the fun and the not so fun. I'm going to take the frustrations, the pain, the disappointments with the excitement, with the victories, with the joy. Got to make our answers bigger than our excuses. Number four, never settle, ever. Never settle. Because others will try to convince you that it's okay to be this level. Right? They're going to say, why do you want to quit your job? It's a great job. When I left the Navy in 2008, it was the most insane, crazy, stupid thing anybody had ever heard of. Why? Because I'd worked so hard to get in to become a pilot. What was crazy is most people in my life told me I would never accomplish it. And those same people were the ones going, I always believed in you, dude. I knew you could do it when I got my wings, when I graduated flight school. And then 12 and a half years later, they're the ones telling me, why are you getting out? This was a dream you worked so hard for. Why would you get out in 2008 in the face of our worst economy ever to go out and pursue something you have no business doing called building a business? You have no business background, JT. Why? What is wrong with you? Those same people are the same people now, almost 11 years later, they're going, dude, I always knew you could do it. You're that kind of guy. You're a self-star. You can make it happen. My point is this. Others are going to try to convince you to stay stuck, and if you listen to them, you're going to stay stuck. Others are going to try to convince you that what you're doing is crazy. And if you listen to that, you're going to keep doing the same thing over and over again for the rest of your life, which is crazy. So don't settle. Temptations will try to seduce you. They will try to call you back, beckon you back. But don't allow them to do that. Block them out and stay focused. Number five is attack your dreams with ferocity and with focus. I talked about focus yesterday. I'm going to talk about it tomorrow. I'm going to talk about it right now. If you love the game and if you respect the process, then staying focused is not a problem. But if you don't respect the process, if you don't respect your dream, then you'll allow yourself to get totally disenfranchised or disinterested. You'll allow yourself to become distracted. You'll allow yourself to say, you know what, there are more important things, including having fun right now. Hey, I deserve it. I've been working hard, you know. Everybody says you should take a little downtime. Even JT said you got to focus on your sleep and your rest and your recovery. So, hey, why not blow off a little steam this weekend? I'll pick it up on Monday. Only you can answer the question if you're attacking your dream with ferocity, with focus. If you're showing up with that zeal, that passion, that enthusiasm. But it's more than just passion, all right? Passion is overrated. It's about pushing through when you're sore, when you're hurt, when you're tired, when you seem to throw everything and nothing's sticking on the wall. You're like, man, I don't have anything left of me. Those times, that's what counts. When you show up to that with ferocity, that separates you from everybody, all the dreamers, all the little guru fanboys and girls that love to pass around the motivational memes about hustle hard and 10X and all that other crap. That the difference maker is the people like you who don't need that stuff to keep going. That can look themselves in the mirror and say, okay, let's do it. Another round. Put the boxing gloves on. Get in the ring and start swinging. And finally, number six is be relentless. Make your dreams, make your success, make your goals the ultimate priority by playing to the end of the game. Never quitting, never relenting, playing until it's over, playing until you've gotten where you want to be and then asking yourself the question, what's next? Never relent, never ever quit, and never settle. My friends, listen. If you make success a priority, success will come find you. Success is a fickle mistress. It doesn't care how cool you are, how strong you are, how good-looking you are, how old you are, how experienced you are. It cares how dedicated, how committed you are to it, how much of a priority you are going to make it. You make it a priority by deciding what's most important to you, by putting your priorities first, by making your answers bigger than your excuses, never settling, attacking your dreams with ferocity and with focus, and being relentless, playing until the whistle, playing until the bitter end, and then asking for more. That is how to make success a priority. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moab Daily Power Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.